T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We got ourselves a show. We are giving stuff out today on today's show.
Yeah, what we got?
I'm feeling like Santa Claus.
We're like Oprah. Everybody wins.
Pretty much. So how about this? In just a minute, I'm going to give you a chance to win $1,000. But every segment on today's show, well, pretty much every segment, I got 5 pairs. Heat tickets to opening night. How about that?
How about that, my gay?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
It's a Saturday night. Pretty. The Canes are off that week. There won't be any conflict whatsoever.
Cleared out. I'll be at that game. But right now.
Will you?
Yeah, I have a season credential. Oh. But right now?
I thought you were going to say season ticket.
No, that would cost money.
Right now, your code word is FANCY. Text FANCY to 72881.
You're not letting us guess anymore.
Sorry, man.
It was a whole thing. We had a whole thing.
Well, you know, it's stolen now.
We can't do it tomorrow.
It got stolen by Hockman and Crowder. Now it just feels like.
Falero, really? If you play that song, Falero, let me just tell you what, okay? Falero.
The whole bit.
If you played that song for FANCY, I'm coming over there, man.
Well,
coming
down on the street right now. It's Big O.
Listen. Valero, don't steal our bit. No, he works that show too.
All right, I'm just
him and Solana on that show, and then Valero on the afternoon show.
Your $1,000 slam dunk is brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Now, this doesn't count, but here's the sound you got to listen for. This is your siren to let you know it's heat ticket time. When Robbie plays this sound, let me know when you got it ready, Robbie. When he plays this sound.
That threshold. The tax threshold.
Yeah, Pat Riley being pornographic over the tax threshold. When you hear that sound bite.
Why?
That's ticket time.
Why'd you pick that?
Because it's just out of nowhere. Okay. And it's very distinguishable and it's heat related. So again, not now, but just one more example. When you hear this,
that threshold, the tax threshold.
Riley being pornographic over the tax threshold. That's your cue to call 786-534-0790. Caller number 3 will get a pair of tickets.
You don't have Dwayne Wade. Caller number 3. Perfect.
Because it's one last dance. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Oh, it's my turn. Yeah, that's what I do. Got plenty of news. Do we want to get into all the Jimmy Butler stuff in the headlines, or do we want to just wait a little bit?
Is there anything new from yesterday?
Well, no, how about like today? Like, they were supposed to have practice, and then Jimmy said he was going to show up, so they canceled practice, and there's no media availability.
We're burning the whole mother bleeping down!
I think it's great, though. Like, oh, yeah, we're scheduled to have practice. But wait, Jimmy, you're going to show up? No, we're not having practice today. Yeah, sorry.
Well, it would be really cruel if they had practice somewhere else.
It wouldn't. You know what? Tibbs? Maybe he would do that.
Look, I'm telling you right now.
Guys, show up to the Hilton Ballroom. We're having practice there.
After what was read and said yesterday on that incident where he is just taking Carl Anthony Towns' manhood.
Cat.
There's no way Cat didn't go to ownership and say, you better get this dude the hell out of here tonight.
Jimmy Butler and a bunch of scrubs just beat up on the rest of the team.
Beat up the rest of the team. And then Carl Anthony Towns gathers up. Gather around, everybody. I have a speech. I have a speech to give. Meanwhile, Wiggins is dapping him up. He's like, good job, Jimmy.
Shut up, Wiggins. You're on my team.
Wiggins.
That team's a mess.
They're a disaster. It's so silly.
Has it ever been this? This is the worst it's been, right?
Oh,
Oh yeah.
Well, like there's
Melo situation.
There was that year they drafted like four point guards, and the only one they missed out on was Steph Curry.
So
Johnny Flynn,
you were up to your shenanigans again, where you had Pat Riley in a hot tub watching the Rachel Nichols interview.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that there's two sides to this, that Heat brass hear about Jimmy Butler's outburst yesterday and all this stuff and what he had to say to Rachel Nichols are like, that's not Heat culture. We don't want that guy.
What?
And then there's a group of people that's like, no. You don't understand. By him being like that, that's going to get him on the Heat, and when he gets here, he'll be fine.
Let me explain something to you.
Here's the problem. Every time the Heat have brought a player, a disgruntled player in, it's been something along those lines.
Yeah, if the Heat's logo wasn't a fireball, it would be a vulture. I mean, they can tell the depth of an organization's relationship with a player faster than anybody.
So you,
Riley's just up there.
So
he looks like he's about to go. Let's go. Let's start offering them some first round picks. Let's go.
Shaq,
Zoe, Goron, LeBron.
You got Justin on
all of them. Ray Allen.
Did you see what he just did?
Hey, man. Hey.
He just lifted dressing off his chest.
I got more paper towels right here.
He heard Vulture. He got excited. He thought he was doing touchdowns to Robert Smith again.
Yeah. The Heat.
That guy. You're the reason why people think what they think of me.
Oh, he's the reason?
By the way, I heard your little imaging you wrote for Michael Biamonte to voice for the show.
Yeah.
You're a rat bastard.
Why?
I see what you did.
What did I do?
We'll talk about it.
No, I really don't know what you did.
Yeah. I don't know what you did.
You just don't like the idea?
I see what you're doing.
I don't...
I see what you're doing.
In a favoritism thing for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
Because your little minion's back there on the board. Now he's going to be able to play buttons when it should be buttons for somebody else.
Why?
Because I know how you work.
You can give me the buttons.
No. You don't get buttons.
No.
No.
You get no buttons. No. You don't get the buttons.
You don't get buttons.
I want buttons.
No. You may want, but you're not getting it.
Whenever we move to that new building in the next decade.
No.
I'm getting buttons.
No, you're not. You are forbidden from having buttons.
No.
Because boxed in will be played so many times in not necessary situations.
You can't have the buttons. Because you just play sounds like you'll make a comment and go, boxed in.
My timing is very good.
Technically, you're really not boxed in.
He'll just play, he'll have the bleep-eating grin and just play, boxed in. Ha-ha. I win. Okay, other stuff. Laramie Tunsil is practicing, kind of, but in the protocol.
Oof. He's only allowed limited snaps, huh?
So we don't really know what the deal is.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Ryan Tannehill in next segment on how he feels about going up against Khalil Mack.
There's Monday Night Football tonight, Philadelphia. Thursday Night Football. Philadelphia and the Giants.
Not into that game.
It's not 500 miles.
Where is it?
It's at the Giants.
It's in New York. It's not 500 miles. But New York's horrible.
And aren't they underdogs?
No, the Eagles are 2.5-point favorites. Now, the Eagles were the one of the few teams last year.
The Giants are underdogs.
To buck the trend on Thursday Night Football, 500 miles.
Don't you always go with the home dog?
What? The Giants are bad.
Less than 500 miles. Every week we have to give you this rule.
Would you feel better if Odell was actually the quarterback?
But doesn't the home dog rule supersede?
He's one for one.
Wait, does the home dog rule supersede the 500-mile rule?
No.
I don't know.
It's close proximity. It's a rivalry game. A bunch of Eagles fans will be there. The Eagles always do well in the Meadowlands. There's been some classic miracle comebacks from the Eagles in that stadium.
In college football, Georgia Southern takes on Texas State, the Armadillos.
Oh, yeah.
They're not really the Armadillos, although I wish they were.
What conference is that?
Sunbelt.
Yeah. And Texas Tech takes on TCU. That's a clash. Both 3-2. You can watch those games with us over at Sandbar because we have All Canes Radio tonight, brought to you by Waveguide Communications. Interesting guest list tonight. Damien Berry, former running back, will be there. Now, we are efforting Ja'Cory Harris to come down and talk about that big game against Virginia he had up there.
Oh, really?
And we're going to see if he can stop by. And also,
isn't that the game he got knocked out of? And Spencer Whipple and Stephen Morris came in?
You got to ask him about Whipple. Got to.
Yeah, I'll ask about Whipple. No, it's the one he threw to LaRon Bird for the winning touchdown.
Okay, yeah, in overtime. There
And then Antrell Roll is a possibility.
Cool. Antrell's great.
Out of the OTH crew.
You got to ask him about Whipple getting suspended, man. Just see if there's a gleam in his eye when you bring it up.
write me a couple Whipple questions.
I'll
get them in.
Hey, Ja'Cory, what do you think about Whipple getting suspended for having a big mouth?
It's more Stephen Morris that got screwed by Whipple.
No, man. I mean, he would send Ja'Cory Harris out there with one arm just chucking bombs, just trying to get his kid in the game. He sabotaged his career.
Did Whipple sabotage your career?
Yeah, ask him that.
Okay.
For the both of them.
What's your relationship, Ja'Cory, what's your relationship with like with Spencer Whipple right now?
Oh, man. Just, I would watch these games and it'd be
you
like,
you guys are telephone tough guys.
I'll ask the questions. I don't mind.
Yeah, why is it telephone tough guys? I'm trying to give him an opportunity to rip a person who tried to ruin his career.
And last but not least in the headlines, Khabib is threatening to leave the UFC.
Yeah.
There's so many shenanigans.
I love it. You know, I got to tell you, this has been, the UFC has been a little bit slow, but this last 6 months has been incredible.
The bus situation.
The bus situation.
This is better than melee. WWE because somebody could get knocked out for real.
Daniel Cormier becoming heavyweight champion. Now he's going to fight Brock Lesnar. John Jones is coming back. Derek Lewis is taking over.
Derek
the world.
Lewis is going to die in the octagon.
I'm telling you, man. UFC is hitting itself a little bit of a stride here. Good for them.
Controversy, man. Controversy sells.
Controversy is king. And by the way, this Putin. I mean, what a front-running phony.
Please tell me you didn't add him again.
No. I just kept it at the one.
I mean, you know, we don't need that kind of situation.
What? You need to have some character as a fan, man. Look, what he should have done is backed his guy Khabib the entire time. I bet your ass the Irish president. Do they have presidents? What does Ireland have? A king?
No, they have prime ministers, right?
You bet your ass the Irish prime minister is not hobnobbing with Khabib. That's not happening. No way. All right, the Dolphins. They have themselves a game this week against the Chicago Bears. They may not have their left tackle. They are going against the best defender in the league. Ryan Tannehill is their quarterback. This could be a bad equation. We'll get to that next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Toby Leroy and Beast here with you.
You want to know the tie-in behind this story? So I think Maxwell is related to somebody in Motown.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about this song?
Yes.
First of all.
And that's why.
Is it
Michael
Rockwell?
No, Rockwell.
It's Rockwell, and Rockwell's dad is Berry Gordy.
Okay.
I mean, this song was more about what Ryan Tannehill's fearing.
No, he's back to pass. But that's how Michael Jackson.
Yes. Rockwell grew up friend with Michael Jackson.
Right.
And got him to do it without his dad, Berry Gordy, knowing.
I was going to get there.
No, you weren't. You didn't know. You had Maxwell doing this song.
Rockwell.
So Rockwell had no other hits?
No. No other hits.
He barely had an album.
Just asking.
They don't do that anymore. One hit wonders.
No, they put
out albums, but they don't do one hit wonders.
No, Rockwell put out an album.
No.
Yeah. I think he did. I think this was on an album. I just don't think there was anything.
Remember, they used to trick you into buying the whole album, and it wasn't even the remix version.
Remember, they used to have single cassettes.
So, Leroy, let me ask you this.
Feel free.
You're going into a game.
Yep.
And you know on the other side of the football is just an absolute monster.
Reggie White.
What's that like?
Especially
in a situation where you feel a little undermanned.
Here's how this works. Keep in mind, one of the first times I played against Reggie when he played in Philly, when they had Jerome Brown. And so when he got to Green Bay, Minnesota had, you know, their problems with him. I got to Minnesota. We get ready for Reggie White. Big K, Corey Stringer, say, hey, Chip. So they're going to go to the backs and say, hey, keep an eye out. We're going to chip him whenever we go out. Or you're going to put a tight end on him. Now, here's what great pass rushers do. They attack your weakness. So say if Sam Young is not very stout outside, you're not going to have anything to chip because he's just going to bulldoze him and there's no angle to chip.
So it depends on how good the pass rusher is. But if he senses that you're going to be giving him, you know, or you're going to try to double him or chip him or whatever, he'll square up on one guy and just bull rush him the whole game. So that's not always the best, you know, just because you have help doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you can still stop that guy.
Is there going to be like a – could you imagine with the way the Dolphins have been playing offense, is there a certain scheme or anything they can do to try and just get this thing going with as little time as possible, knowing what you have to protect and what they got on the other side?
A couple of things that you can do is, one, you can move the pocket. That'll give you another couple of seconds. You can slide the line to Khalil Mack. But that means that who's ever on the backside is going to be singled up. And then you send the back over there and chip on him. So there's a couple of different blocking schemes that you can use. The other thing is that usually when you have a outside pass rusher like that, that's just bent on getting around the edge, then you got to trap him. So you pull a guard, you trap him, you do things like that to try to keep him off balance. If you can't run the ball, I don't care who's rushing, it's going to be a hard day. So I would look for them to try to be creative running the ball, whether it's with – they might take one of the fast guys and run a bunch of sweeps just to keep him honest. So every time that guy goes in motion, he looks out there. That gives you another half a second.
Here was Ryan Tannehill yesterday in Davie. He spoke to the media on the matchup with Khalil Mack. Here's the Dolphins quarterback.
You face players like this a few times a year. There's a few elite pass rushers in this league, and he's one of them. So you have to be aware of where he is. If you don't control him, you don't do a good job of having a plan of attack, then he can wreck a game. So definitely a guy that we want to have in mind where he's at all times.
So it sounds like he's going into this thing pretty confident. It sounds all right. But if you were to listen a little bit closer, you probably notice this.
Come on, man.
What?
Wait. Let's be clear. One man is not going to beat you.
Yeah, but he's not a man. He's like football Drago.
He is. He's causing havoc and destruction wherever he goes.
That was pretty insightful. Did you slow down any more of that sound, Robbie?
I would say
why
this.
Why does he sound like Goldhammer?
I don't know, man.
Not worried about Khalil Mack as a pass rusher because, look, if he has a dominant game, it's still only four plays.
And Khalil Mack makes a lot of guys sound like Goldhammer.
But seeing what you saw to Sam Young last week.
Oh, if I was Ryan Tannehill, I'd be like, Laramie, what can I do for you, man? What can I do? Can I put you in a float tank? Can I rub your head? Can I rub your temples? What can I do? Dark area? Anything to make you happy?
Let me ask you a question. For the concussion protocol, isn't the league the one that has to clear you, or no?
It's a doc. I mean, you have a doctor.
It's not one of those independent neurologists that has to clear you to be able to play.
I mean, even with Laramie Tunsil.
Independent neurologist in Florida?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that if he's ready, he'll play.
Okay.
It's still a steep odds, even if he does play.
I don't know if
they can block Khalil Mack.
I don't know why you have to get hostile.
I mean, but sometimes blocking these guys, Robbie, all you need to do is be big and give them, you know, somewhere to go.
Oh, I get you. But, the Bengals don't have at least a slouch defensive line. Like they got
no. We're so worried about Khalil Mack. They don't have a bad D line, and their linebackers are pretty good too.
No, but so, I'm saying like we saw it last week, and we saw Juwan James. I mean, at one point he pushed a defender into Ryan Tannehill. He was so spun around and shook. Like it was just not a great performance. And so hey, maybe that rouses him. Maybe it's a good week to have a lot of mess ups. Because you at least see it on film and going into this, but I just don't know if they got the horses, man. I just don't know. That's the thing I'm worried about.
Look, everybody in the league has adopted some form of what New England has done the last 5 or 6 years. And that is get the ball out of the quarterback's hands as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
People will complain, okay? All they did the whole game was throw 5-yard passes. That's kind of part of the game plan when you play a team that rushes the passer really well.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, even with the loss, the Dolphins have been very fortunate with those speedy guys, whether it was on special teams or offense, like Jakeem Grant or Albert Wilson has come up basically with something big for you every game outside of New England.
Right.
It's just, you know, it just got catastrophic. It was a catastrophic collapse last week. You know, things were rolling in the right direction, not exactly offensively, but as a team they were.
Yeah.
And it all fell apart.
I think,
you know, like Mitch Trubisky's coming off the best game of his career. He's not going to play like that every week, is he?
Right. Again, like my whole thing about how we talk about the Dolphins is like we almost, and there's almost people that go out of their way to bump up the other team just to show how bad the Dolphins are.
Yeah.
Like nobody's ever had that much confidence in the Cincinnati Bengals mm-hmm. until the Dolphins fans.
Right.
Then all of a sudden they were the greatest team in the world.
Yeah, but you know, and the thing that's disappointing about that is, wow, they actually came out of the gate really strong in that game. It's just how it all unraveled. And granted, like, losing Laremy Tunsil is a big part of that, but, you know, it still doesn't feel good at that point, where it does feel like that 3-0 start feels like light years ago. It does.
It's a long football season.
Yeah.
It's a long football season, and every team's going to have that stretch to where everybody's going to wonder how good they are.
Yeah, but, you know, when we went into this Dolphins thing evaluating, like, how good are they, I mean, part of this does play into it. Like, they are very banged up, and there are a lot of injuries. And
that's the only thing you can't – look, say what you want about most NFL teams, but the one thing that I've realized in today's football versus – football in the past, most teams don't have depth because you have to pay for the stars, you have to pay for the key positions.
Right.
And therefore, the teams that do well, the teams that get lucky with the late round draft choices, yep. the free agents, the disgruntled guys that just got cut and you sign them and they fit your system.
Right.
So a lot of teams get lucky that way. Kind of New England tries to get the disgruntled skill guy
yep.
for 1 year.
Definitely.
So,
or you need your young guy, your young quarterback to hit early, like the Seahawks did with Russell Wilson, or like the Rams right. are doing right now with Goff.
Right.
Mahomes.
And, yeah, but all these teams have guys around them. I mean, when you think of these quarterbacks, okay, and think of their first couple of years, look at who they were thrown to. Now, everybody questioned Seattle's skill positions.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have an awesome running game.
Yes, they did.
Okay, they had something. When you look at Goff, look, you got Gurley. Let's not forget all the speed they have. So they are catering to their young quarterback. I mean, when you think of Tannehill coming into the league, who's his guys?
Hartline.
Right. But think,
Hartline, Hess.
But think about that. If I take the same guys, right, and put them on those other teams with all these young quarterbacks.
Well,
I mean, how much better would they do?
You know, I put out the question. We were having fun with it a couple of days ago with the Jay Ajayi thing being the most entertaining Dolphin since Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
it's not true.
I know it wildly got mocked, but that's fine. I don't care. It's Twitter. But even if that's still being the thing, even with that being somewhat of a joke question, even though I enjoyed watching Jay play. When's the last time the Dolphins really did have an offensive star since Marino, or a star? Like, you guy you could definitely say was probably top three in the league at his position.
Jarvis.
Could you? I mean, yeah. What, you're just going slot? You're not just going to receiver there?
I'm just going receiver. Like, when you say, name a guy that the Dolphins, like, yeah, man, that's.
But we've talked about this plenty on the show. Like, you didn't think that defensive coordinators are staying up at night thinking, man.
No.
How do I stop Jarvis?
No. Because here, in all of football, in all of sports, you think of baseball, you think of basketball, the one thing that all teams try to avoid is the big play.
That right? threshold. The tax.
The big play.
Threshold.
Are we giving away tickets right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, call number three in the contest line right now. 786-534-0790 gets opening night tickets. A pair of tickets to see the Heat take on the Hornets. Go ahead.
So you're thinking about the big play.
Mm-hmm.
You think about football. Nobody wants to face that receiver where 75, 60-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all try to defend that. You know, they're not as concerned with the slot guy. Slot guy can have 100 catches, but he ain't going to go 80. We'll deal with that because it's proven that the longer an offense is on the field, the more likely they are to screw up.
Yeah, but like the Dolphins stars have been over the last 5 years have been a slot receiver and a nose tackle.
Right.
Even respect to Cam Wake. Like, I respect Cam Wake and his greatness, but Cam Wake's not a star.
Right.
Especially not anymore.
No. You're right. But again, when we talk about this team, I don't know why we're kind of reluctant to talk about that or admit that. In fact, all the guys that got rid of, nobody really liked when they were here.
Well, hell, I mean, like, we're still not sure if they've got if they've nailed a first round pick in 8 years.
Mm. Look, I think if you say what you want about Ryan Tannehill, if you get a guy that can play a position you drafted him for 5-10 years, whether he ends up being a star, you kind of got your money's worth.
I get you, man, but I'm not even saying the Tannehill thing. I'm saying over those picks, like
no, yeah, they've been horrible. They're like you haven't hit haven't taken advantage of the draft picks to where you get a star player for that first contract, and he's making a lot less than what he should be making.
Yeah,
you haven't hit on any of those. I mean, Devontae Parker, like Devontae could end up playing the last 8 games and being a star, and like, yeah, man, like it sucks.
We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin Leroy and Beast. We're still on Jimmy Butler watch right now. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Heat home opener every segment this show, so just be listening for the Pat Riley being all pervy over the tax threshold.
This is Jimmy Butler's song, by the way. Burn our whole house down.
Burn it down.
Shouldn't we be on Timberwolves watch? Because it
kind
seems
of.
Like everybody is.
It was really fascinating because this all kind of went down like as we left our show yesterday.
Then, during
him showing up to practice, and when you first see the notes that he showed up to practice, you're like, oh no. Like, it seems like they've talked it out. And then the details came out.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was glorious.
But it came out right during Rerun Radio.
Yep. But hey, you know, when there's breaking news, that's why we don't like taping stuff, right?
I'm going to guess 327 today when there's a Jimmy Butler trade.
That's what I'm hoping for. Because you're a suit, you don't understand what you're saying.
Don't act like you didn't hear us with your headphones on.
Now I understand. It wasn't the time that I was like, I don't think he's getting traded today, but now I know what you're doing. Now I get it.
Hashtag third hour.
Correct.
Hashtag rerun radio.
So this was tremendous. So he walks into the gym late. And
don't forget he had a Heat outfit on, right?
That'd be funny.
He did.
He just rips it off. Heat jersey. So he walks into the Wolves practice late. And Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins and the starters are going up against the third teamers. And Jimmy subs himself in. And he goes ham on all of them. Just destroys them. And then Karl Anthony Towns is like, no one can guard me. No one can guard me. And Jimmy Butler's like, oh, yeah, do that to me. What happens? Pass it out every time. Every time. Here's a little bit of Jimmy Butler, who sat down with Rachel Nichols, who just happened to be in Minnesota. Crazy. I don't know. It's a lovely place to vacation. And
no, hey, it's not terrible.
Oh, it's not terrible, but it's not vacation place, especially in October.
A long flight from L.A. to Minnesota. pretty sure.
But here's a little bit of what went down. So he was some people were wondering, well, is this a good sign that he's back at practice? And Jimmy Butler's like, nah, man, this thing is not fixed.
I think people think that. I would think that too.
What do you think?
It's not. It's not fixed. Let's just be honest. It's not fixed.
Is it fixable?
It could be. It could be. But do I think so? No. Because you got to be honest. I'm being honest. Do I think so? No. I'm being honest with you. Mm-hmm. But is everybody going to be honest? No. No, everybody's not going to be honest. Like, if you go and say, which one of y'all told what Jimmy said today in practice? Everybody, I don't know. You ain't be honest. I don't care. There ain't nothing we can do about it now. But be honest. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, man. This is just incredible.
When he says it can be fixed, what is
no,
that?
No, it can't, because the guy that can fix it, they just gave $190 million to.
I think when he says it can be fixed, it can be fixed. Just trade me. Yeah, fixes it.
No, you know how it could be fixed? If they all go down the yellow brick road and get some certain guys some heart.
Yep. He's Steven Jackson. He's saying, hey, Tin Man.
Yeah, that's it. Well, and guess what? I would like to sympathize with the other guys, but did you see Cat in the playoffs last year?
Bum.
Right.
Soft.
Right. So, like, he earned it. If one of your teammates is calling you that, you could do something about it.
Absolutely.
That means when he was guarding you, you should have went at him and dunked it over him.
This is my favorite. When practice concluded after he had just slayed everybody, this is from Yahoo Sports, Butler stormed out of the facility, skipped stretching with the rest of his teammates, and Wiggins did give Butler hand dap before he exited. Wiggins!
What is hand dap? You don't have... Who wrote that story?
Chris Haynes, who is not white.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He's
I just
brother.
Don't know what to say.
I don't understand people giving... calling it hand dap. Who calls it hand dap? Unless you ain't cool.
I don't know, man. Just letting you know. There's Chris Haynes.
Maybe he's not cool.
Not white.
No, not even close.
Nope. Here is a little bit of Jimmy Butler on the incident with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins and what went down yesterday in practice.
This is the truth. I didn't go at those two. One of them came at me.
Which one?
Cat. Cat came at me. We're up in practice, and he says, anybody can get this work. I said, do it to me. That's all that I said. I said, every time I get switched out onto you, you pass it. I'm a competitor. I'm in here talking. Come at me. If you score on me, I'm going to tap you on your butt. I don't know if I can say ass. Okay. Tap in. Good move. You got the best of me.
I mean,
but
that...
you got to do it every time.
Mm-hmm. Anyone can get this work. Okay.
Basically, what he's saying is that there are certain guys that no matter how good they are, they're going to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at a couple of guys.
Thinks they're in cruise control.
They don't compete. They don't have any – there's no life in their town.
Yeah, here's Jimmy Butler on what he thinks the big difference is between him, Cat, and Andrew Wiggins.
Am I being tough on him? Yeah. That's who I am. I'm not the most talented player. Who's the most talented player on our team? Cat. Who's the most God-gifted player on our teams? Wiggs. Wiggs got the longest arms, biggest hands, can jump the highest, can run the fastest. But, like, who plays the hardest? Me. I play hard. I play really hard. I put my body on the line every day in practice, every day in the games. Like, that's my passion. That's how I give to the game. That's how I give to you guys. And everybody wants to talk about some leadership. Everybody leads in different ways. That's how I show I'm here for you. I want you to be great.
Man, so when is he getting traded? When is this happening? Because they canceled practice today because they can't. Clearly, Karl Anthony Towns had to have gone to Thibodeau and said, "We're not practicing with him."
Well, that's the thing is they had practice, and then Butler announced, "Yeah, I'm going to be in practice today," and then they canceled practice.
Yeah. So if you're refusing to practice, I was reading some of the notes from the media in Minnesota. Thibodeau was like. So happy of the idea that they had time to practice because they needed time to get to know each other even before the Jimmy Butler thing.
Right.
So a guy who is stressing the importance of having practice is now canceling practice because of a circus. It's time to give in, Tibbs. And by the way, J. Rich is off the table. I'm just announcing it right now as a proud spokesperson for Heat Nation. You're going to have to come at us with something a little bit weaker. Come at Pat Riley, hat in hand, and says, what will you give to me, Mr. Riley? I am willing to make this happen. Whatever you may please. Please give me whatever. If it is Jarnell Stokes and some bum with a big contract, I will take that just so I can get this self-made mess off my hands. Because I neglected the fact to do my job. Even though Jimmy Butler told me to trade me 4 days after the season, he wanted out. I neglected to find a solution. And so now I beg you, sir, Godfather Pat Riley, who whooped my ass so many times in the playoffs. I beg you, please, I'm on my hands and knees. What can make this mess go away? What can
that
make it go?
Threshold. The tax threshold.
You guys want to go to opening night right now? Pair of tickets, 786-534-0790 to call number 5 on the contest, or call number 3 on the contest line, 786-534-0790. But yeah, after Jay Rich, Bam.
And Bam played his way off the table yesterday.
Off the table.
What? Yeah. Hey.
They were on a table yesterday. They played themselves off of it.
By the way.
But then what's left?
Do you see the difference between Bam and Whiteside? Not saying Whiteside can't do it, you know,
speaking
be dominant at what he
speaking
does.
Speaking of Bam.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Now,
how about our
Bam is athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Whiteside is athletic for a 7-footer.
Looks like a
Bam is athletic. Looks, for an athlete.
Looks like a boy Zoan looking so crazy.
Speed of which, thanks to the Buzz, Barry Jackson, for including that little snippet in your article.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz. By the way, that interview happened in September.
Well,
just for accuracy's sake.
Just to take you.
I'm appreciative of it being there anyway, but I just want everybody to know, like, this didn't happen in the midst of the Jimmy Butler trade talks.
No.
And, like, he's pumping up Bam Adebayo to, like, have some weird Jimmy Butler thing. This interview probably happened.
It happened
before,
September 20th.
So that was probably before the Jimmy Butler thing even was going down.
It was September 20th. That was the day we were on
God,
the cruise
I wish
ship.
We still had McBob to send them.
Oh, me too.
Oh, that would have been
amazing.
And the apples.
Wait.
The Buzz is infamous for compiling. So he'll get a quote from Kane's spring practice.
You're telling me he's Kaya?
What?
You said he's infamous for compiling.
Yes. he'll get like a quote from someone during Kane's spring practice, and all of a sudden it'll be Miami FSU week, and like the quote will be out there, and it'll be like, wait, that's from, okay. He stores everything, man, the Buzz.
I know, but it's said
notebook after notebook after notebook after notebook.
It specifically, though, said that the interview was this week, and
no, it wasn't.
I posted it last night on Twitter because Bam was amazing, and so I posted a video clip of that Alonzo interview, but I just want people to know that's genuine Alonzo. He's not fluffing up Bam Adebayo.
He
was really serious.
He was
right after he said
like
I'm
that wasn't like a trade fluffer piece.
No. That was honest Zoe right after he told us
Kemp Jordan was stupid.
He told us Kemp Jordan was stupid and then dishonestly said that he was fun.
We'll play you that Alonzo morning sound when we come back after this. You'll also have another chance to win $1,000 coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.